Hey, this is Dominique Henderson, your CFP on YouTube, helping you jumpstart your career in financial services. As always, I'm bringing to you fresh ideas from a recently aired video on my YouTube channel, which you can find at www.youtube.com/theYouTubeCFP. Do me a favor, my friend, and text me at 214-699-7599 with any questions you might have from this show so I can help you along your journey in becoming a successful financial professional. Again, that number is 214-699-7599. All right, let's hop into today's topic. Hey there, I was just recently given one of the highest compliments that I can ever get from being a financial professional by a client, and he told me that I was the gift that kept on giving. And I think it's a good way to introduce this concept of the difference between customer service and client experience. And I'll let you know what I'm talking about in just a second. Get the pen and paper out. Hey everybody, this is Dominique, your CFP on YouTube. And if you're watching today, that means you're spending some of your time, precious time, on a Christmas watching this video, and I have a special gift for you. I wanna give you the five things that I use to develop a wow, wonderfully overwhelming experience for my clients. I told you at the top of this that I was recently given a high compliment, which was, you are the gift that keeps on giving, Dom. And I was very warmed, and I wanna kind of break down what goes into giving a client an experience that delivers that type of compliment versus customer service. Customer service is okay, but what about client experience? Because I think that's the next level of service that you need to be thinking about as a financial professional. The first element to that is going to be being comprehensive, right? I've talked about this before, but you're going to want to cover everything. Now, my personal philosophy is that there are four pillars of financial planning. They involve cash flow management, investment positioning, tax strategy, and asset protection. And the important thing about all those is not just to name them and give them very pretty terms. It's to allow all of those areas of a client's life to talk and intersect. You want your tax strategy to be very cognizant of how you're investing. For instance, you want to make sure your tax, your turnover in your portfolio and in things that generate capital gains are probably in tax-deferred accounts like IRAs instead of being taxable accounts where you're going to be taxed on short-term and long-term gains a little bit differently. So those type of elements, making sure that you have an asset protection so you don't build up all these assets and then in the transfer of wealth to the next generation, it's not done efficiently and effectively and you have to pay a lot of taxes or something like that. And to make sure that when money that you earn hits the bank account, that hard-earned money, it has a place to go. It's working for you. So though that's my own personal philosophy, but the point is you gotta have a comprehensive philosophy. That is how you leave no stone unturned, as I call it. And you herd all the stray cats together for whatever that client or prospective client situation is to make sure you're covering all the bases. Next, I would say you need to be curious. Be genuinely interested in that person. This is the reason that I always advise advisors to take a niche market. I've talked about this before, and I'll link that video up for you in the cards. But having a niche market allows you to focus in and have a little bit more passion around the type of people you're helping because you're seeing the same type of cases over and over. You're becoming an expert in that field. And beyond that, I would just say be curious, be genuinely interested about that person. You know, what do they like? What are their hobbies? When are their birthdays? When are their anniversaries? What are their kids' names? You know, things of that nature. Try to make them part of the family, the part of the extended family, to where you're making them not just interact with you on a professional level, but hopefully deepen the relationship to having it be on more of a personal level. Being curious involves wanting to know how they're feeling about the different points in life that they are, whether they're experiencing some wins or some losses or some transitions. You know, empathy takes it a step further and says, you know, what does it feel like to be in their shoes? You know, you start to ask them, hey, I see that you're going through a job transition. What are you thinking right now? I know that must be hard. Tell me a little bit more about it. Instead of saying, oh, I'm sorry that you're going through a job transition. You know, take it to the next level, you know, and try to develop that human connection and genuinely be curious. Thanks for taking the time with me today to listen. Just one quick question before we continue. Have you subscribed to my YouTube channel yet? If you haven't, I want to give you just one more reason to subscribe. Each week, I'm going to be sharing what I've learned in 20 plus years in the industry so that you can reach your goals faster. How's that? Now back to this week's episode. Third tip would be to be ready to go above and beyond. I think this goes without saying, but one of my key phrases and mantras in life is to under-promise and over-deliver. And what I mean by that is just simply thinking beyond, outside the box, and you know, the type of service that I would want. You know, I like to frequent Chick-fil-A, and I love to hear them say, you know, it's been my pleasure to serve you and things of that nature. So in this field of financial services, you have one of the most impactful, I would say, you can have the most impactful results by working with somebody, because you really have the power in collaboration with them of changing the trajectory of their financial life. It could be really the difference between being able to pass on wealth or not to the next generation. And there's really no price tag that you can put on making somebody feel certain about being able to do that. But in delivering your service, delivering that experience, you want to start thinking about the things that are important to that person and be ready to go above and beyond. There's nothing wrong with putting in more work and providing more value than what you're actually being paid. People really appreciate that. And what you'll find is that they're willing to help you get to the next level in your business when you provide that type of service for them. So sometimes it's just the little things. It's just creating a process or a framework by which you may answer their inquiry maybe a day earlier, or a few hours earlier, or you save them time on the back end of doing something because you've coupled or bundled these tasks together. It could be a number of things, but sometimes the little things count just the most when it comes to being able to go above and beyond. Tip number four is to be straightforward. Now, as a financial professional, you will be dealing with people's money and their livelihood. And you're gonna make mistakes. I've done it before, other advisors have done it before, but I think the key is to be honest. You won't be perfect, just be honest. When you spot a mistake, make sure you bring it to their attention, you apologize for it, and you see what you can do in order to rectify that. And if they bring in a mistake to your attention, make sure you're quick to apologize for it. You're not trying to justify your actions or things of that nature. That way you're going to build the trust and deepen the relationship. They may choose to, you know, move their business away from you or things of that nature, depending on the gravity of that mistake. But what I found genuinely is that people understand that you make mistakes. And as long as you can be upfront and honest about that mistake, they genuinely want to work with you. The final tip I would say is to be thinking of what you like. Now, I am a very, very intense person when it comes to service because I am in the service industry. So when I go out to restaurants or I have to deal with any type of customer deliverable, I am really, really, really anal when it comes to that. And it's just because I have a preference on how I like to be treated when I'm paying my hard-earned money. And I like to try to reciprocate that in my line of businesses. So, you know, I want to be thinking outside of the box of what may be something that I can add just a little concierge, high touch to that client experience so that, you know, they feel different, they feel special, and it feels like it's customized and it's not templated. And that's how I like to be treated. So I think about how my clients may be wanting to be treated. And you may want to think about things that you can put in your framework, or, you know, maybe it's a welcome box or a handwritten note when they first come on as a client. You may send them a gift basket. There's so many different ways that you can start to think about how to improve the client experience, thinking about just things that you like and how you like to be treated. I only cover five elements of what I will call the wonderfully overwhelming client experience, a wow experience, but you may be thinking of some others. What are some elements that you would probably include as a financial professional or thinking about including to your client experience so that you are giving a wow experience to everyone that comes through your door? Leave those down in the comments. I would love to read through them and maybe even steal a couple of good concepts from you. Talk to you later. Bye-bye. Well, that wraps up this week's episode, and I hope you were able to glean at least one takeaway that will help you on your path. You know what? I'd really love to hear what it was that I said that may have helped you. Feel free to drop me an email at info@djh-capital.com. That's info@djh-capital.com. One last thing, my friend, it would really help the podcast if you would leave a review on the platform that you're enjoying it on.
I'd really appreciate it, and it will help more financial professionals like yourself find out about what we're doing here. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.